I think this is Kim. Do you have some questions, Kim?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute.
Hey, Kim, yes? We were too. It's all right. Bob does it to us more than he does it to you.
There was an article in the paper on the 15th of February, and it was about a plane. It was a U.S. charter plane called Western Global Airlines, and it was going to Durban, South Africa, and it made an unscheduled stop in Zimbabwe because of something to do with fuel, but the crew found blood coming from the bottom, and there was a body of a man in there. But the way the article was written, it said the body of the man was suspended in the cargo bay, and that the crew said they thought they hit a bird in midair. And when they got into the cargo bay, they found caches of millions of dollars in rand, the South African currency, on board.
Yes.
And it was heading from Munich to South Africa. And it caused quite the stir. You know, South African Prime Minister or President and everyone else has been involved in it. What was going on with that? Was someone in midair when the plane was, they hit him? Or was it just a bad case of writing an article?
No. It is a bad case of writing the article if you write like Lyndon LaRouche wants to read it. Because if you write it like Lyndon LaRouche wants to read it, it's proof positive that, yes, the Queen wants to put something up your bum. But there's a little easier explanation for this. It's not quite so satirical. Well, maybe. We'll see. Okay. What's happening is that this very conversation about the monies and the money checks and the money goes around and the wheels on the bus go round and round happens. But you also have verbiage, or what we saw, slippage from worlds to worlds. This is happening everywhere, not just in this world. See, Bob he's a trickster. He's satirical. He goes all over the place and does all kinds of crazy things to everybody. He's not a keeper of person. So this is an example of a pocket dimension where the guy's coming across, gets swapped into this plane with his rand, and that's what they find. Happy birthday.
I knew you'd have a good explanation for this. It had you written all over it to just ask.
Well, we're sorry that it made the papers. Bob's dropping the ball. We're going to have a word with him because he keeps putting all this information out there for everybody to see everywhere. It's ridiculous, the people that he's allowing in his world these days. It's sad. But it'd be funnier if it weren't so sad. But, you know, that stops down. You get in there easy, but you never get out.
There's two quick questions I'd like to go to regarding England. One of them was when we talked about Lords and we talked about the White Madonna, you said that one of the signatures of that was the asp, the ASP, the snake. And I remembered that I had seen a photograph of Queen Elizabeth I from the 1500s. They had retouched one of her portraits. In that portrait, she was holding an asp, the snake, but it had been painted over with flowers. You had told me when we spoke regarding the cylinder and the Bonami and things like that about King Henry and one of his later wives. I know that Catherine Parr raised Elizabeth I. Was that the later wife you were talking about in that?
Yeah.
So Elizabeth I would have had, I guess, I don't know what the word would be. Is it the energy? Is it the genetic makeup of the white Madonna?
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. I don't speak French, and I don't even know how to write that one down.
There are people that do, darling. You'll be all
right. That's right.
And let me tell you, this is so cool. Let me tell you, you're just going to love this. Wait for it. This is cool. You got a Googler. It's got a little microphone-y thing next to the Googler thing, or you can talk to Siri. There's a lot of homophobes that have these different things, but you can hit it. But what you do is you hit that little button, and you say, je ne sais quoi, Google. Y'all, and then it'll say, je ne sais quoi, Google, y'all. And then it'll tell you what je ne sais quoi means and what it is and how to spell it and do it right.
Okay, I will do that. I don't want to do it while I'm talking to you, but I promise you I will do that when we're done talking.
Yummy.
But the bon ami means in French, it means good friend. So I was trying to get to the idea, what, where you were talking about Henry VIII and his later wife were part of the 12th castle, or way to the 12th, no, the 12th castle. So I went into two different directions. First of all, that Elizabeth first appears to have whatever I'm looking at French, je ne sais quoi, in her. But the other part of it was that she also, well, this goes down another train, but it is said she also had two illegitimate children.
Actually three, but it's okay.
Were any of those three children significant in the founding of our country?
Yes.
And was it Francis Bacon?
No, Aaron Burr.
Okay, I went down the wrong path then. Oh, well, I had a good
No, it's okay. It was very close. It was very close.
But,
Lord, you just gave Roxy a migraine now. She'll be up all night. I hope you're happy.
Okay.
You know the expression "it girl," the it.
Oh, the
yeah,
it girl,
that.
The one to look
the
at.
It girl, yeah.
Yeah, that would
that.
Be like the translation of the thing nobody can explain that makes somebody like sexy or attractive.
Right.
The it. The in French is I don't know what.
Je ne sais quoi. Dumb?
Je ne sais pas quoi. No, it's like you cannot express
right.
what it is that makes these people attractive or powerful or sexy.
Right.
It's the it thing.
The allure is ineffable.
Oui.
Right. Hey, Kim, there was this talk earlier about Lincoln Park. Well, Kinder Morgan is on Lincoln Avenue in the Bronx. Eliza points that out. Sort of interesting overlap.
You should queue up that song and play it for him, Bob.
I'll get there. I got a new computer. You know, it's a little awkward. Everything's bouncing off all over the place. So I'm not as efficient as I used to be.
Is that one?
I am once, but not as often.
Nice. Now, are you arguing or complaining?
No comment. Nothing. No comment from me. I had no point of view.
Oh, isn't that death? That's death. No Bob, nothing to say. That's so tough.
Hey, look, Loyette's on the chat line. We never see her much. But get back to you, Kim. Come on, Kim. What is it you're saying?
Okay. Well, the question I have is, looking for the 12th castle, something about the word fairy tale kept coming into my head. And so I went down the road of a man by the name of Charles Perrault. And he wrote Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella, Puss in Boots, and quite a few of the fairy tales in the 1600s. And when I was looking into him, he was tied into a castle in France called D'Oussy. D,
Rochecoval.
And then apostrophe. Right, and then that tied in with other families. So, man, that was a rabbit hole. I don't want to go down again for a while. Anyway, actually, Roxy, I don't know how you go down some of these rabbit holes. It's like entire week.
May I say
head.
Something?
Uh-huh.
I also look into a castle related to...
She just keeps on sucking till she does suck. That's how that works.
The castle de La Roche-Courbon, it was owned by the Lord of the Stone, La Roche, and Courbon sort of sounds like carbon. And it's linked to a system of caves that go back to the Neolithic, and the period they called it Magdalene or something like that. So I found it interesting that this castle also has some type of underground connection.
The D'Oussy Castle relates to that? Okay, the D'Oussy Castle, the reason I found it interesting is that Walt Disney used the prototype of that castle, you know, in his theme parks and stuff. And I always think of Walt Disney as creating Fantasyland, Cartoon Network, Cartoon Land, the whole genre, you know, of fairy tales.
No, that was Turner. Turner South did the Cartoon World, the Cartoon
Turner
Network.
South. Okay.
Ted Turner. the bison hunter. Jane found his ex-husband.
The other thing is, we were talking about Liechtenstein, and you told me to look into Liechtenstein, which I've spent a lot of time looking at it and going through it and trying to understand where the family came from. When I went to their coat of arms, that's what I found the most interesting thing. Is there any way that we can go through that coat of arms?
In a little while, maybe.
The family Liechtenstein came into being in the 1719, and it was a united principality because of the Roman Empire. Carl I, he supported the land dispute between the Roman Empire and then Rudolf II. And because of that, he was awarded, they were awarded this area, the Duchy Principality, a royal house. One side of it is Austria, the other side is Switzerland. They have a monetary agreement with Switzerland. They use the Swiss franc. They are also protected, I guess, in court. Switzerland stands up as a proxy to them.
Roxy, she's talking about the stat swapping.
Yeah,
go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
Stone means light and stone. Liechtenstein.
The other side is Austria. It is considered a tax haven because it works on the principle not only of low tax rate, but foundation.
Foundational trust, yes. But see, the problem is they got to be based there, and the bank's not stable. So if you do that, your bank falls down, and then you're like fucked again because you got it in a trust, but you have to pay to keep it in the bank. And it's like back to the Knights Templars. See, you're right back there where you have to pay to get your money across the window.
Let's go to England, Alan Burr. So Elizabeth had three illegitimate children, not just the two that's been recorded. And I do remember the name Alan Burr. He
you mean Aaron Burr. Are you talking
Aaron
historical
Burr,
it's
sorry.
Aaron. A-A-R-O-N.
Aaron.
He shot Alexander Hamilton.
That's right.
He's the most bad, evil guy in the, during the American Revolution and early American history, according to LaRouche. Aaron Burr is a very bad man. Right, Roxy?
No. I like all the bad guys.
Yeah. Roxy's a syndicist. She was programmed when she was very young by her grandfather. Turns out to be a major agent of the Habsburgs.
I see everything with more neutrality.
Good. I'm just joking. She's going Alan Burr. No, it's Aaron Burr, Kim. Okay, go ahead. What do you want to know about him?
Well, nothing. I just found that very interesting. What I really like to do, though, is because...
What did you find interesting? What the hell did you find interesting?
Because I had assumed a lot of this had to do with Francis Bacon. Because of my research.
A lot of what? We've covered many topics.
The founding of our country. I thought a lot of it had to do with Francis Bacon and the writing of his book.
No, Francis Bacon, another bad guy. Francis Bacon, major bad guy in LaRouche land. He had nothing to do with your country. It had a lot to do with Lord Shelburne and Adam Smith and the British East India Company.
And William Tyrone and Jonathan Edwards and Moses.
And Bob, O'Fennell. Remember, I'm there.
O'Fennell, that little heretic. We just love O'Fennell. He wasn't even good enough to go into the temple. He had to sit with Herod on the keeping porch and look over the wall. They wouldn't even let him in his own house. It was so much fun. We built this city, and Bob wasn't even allowed to go in. It was pretty great.
How is Bacon related to Moses?
Yeah. How is Francis Bacon related to Moses?
No, Aaron Burr was.
Oh, okay. Okay, what do you have, Kim?
When I looked at Liechtenstein's coat of arms, at least one of the pieces I really would like to try and understand. If people are looking at it, at the left-hand side is a woman with angel wings and a crown, and apparently it's called a harpy. And a harpy was a rapacious monster described as having a woman's head, a body, and wings and claws. It was depicted as a bird of prey, but it was also the coat of arms for a family called C-I-R-A.
Ulrich von Liechtenstein.
Was that family a part of the Providence of the Netherlands?
Yes, yes.
Why would they have chosen that?
Because he was the Bishop of Augsburg. Bob,
what's the topic?
1200 to 1276.
Thank you. What's the topic you're doing, Kim?
I'm looking at the coat of arms for Liechtenstein. This image is called a harpy, which is in the corner, the left-hand corner. It's an angel with a woman's head and top body and a crown. And I wondered where that particular image, why they would use that. And then above it is a green crown with yellow and black stripes. It's from a duchy in Germany, but it's also seen in the French coat of arms. It's seen in the Congolese. It's seen in Belgium.
Now you have to Leopold. You notice that she's bringing it. She's bringing dot, dot, dot. See how the little dots? It's kind of like if you have an ermine wrap, it has the little dark spots in the coat of arms. If you count those will line up with your angel diagram too.
What's the name of the bishop you mentioned a minute ago?
Augsburg. A-U-G-S. B, U, no, the other U, U, R, G, Bob.
Okay, got that.
Awkward. Bishop is B, I, S, H, O, and then the last one is P, E, Bishop, yeah.
Did you ask if Leopold was in the Bible?
Who was Leopold in the Bible? Because he seems to be so important.
Cat got your mouth? Ian?
No, we're trying this. We don't want to break this. Zerubbabel.
Yeah,
he was Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel. Oh, like Habakkuk in the school of Habakkuk. Zerubbabel. How would you spell that? You want to try to spell that, Ian?
Why?
So we can look it up.
Oh, Bob, you're going to love it. You got a new computer now. Since now you got internet now. You got it on the internet, Bob. You got an internet now.
Go to the little Googler,
and there's a little microphone right there next to the Googler, and you push that, and you say, Zerubbabel. And it'll come back and it'll say, Zerubbabel of the Old Testament, King James Version, because you're lucky Bob said that. And then it'll tell you everything went on, and you don't even know what you're saying. It'll pronounce it for you in perfect Canadian broken English.
Where is the microphone? Okay, go to Google, google.com.
No, it's your little strip of Google. Just your little strip of Google. You're a Googler.
Yeah, now where's the microphone? There's no microphone here.
Not
any microphone. Is it the bell or the Gmail? Google search.
No.
I'm feeling lucky.
Okay, then do it this way. Do it this way. Z E R U B B.
Oh, it already came up. Zerubbabel.
Yeah,
the governor of the Persian province of Yehudi Menuhin, who's in the book Carol's reading now.
But Yehudi Menuhin. I know, but it's Haggai 1-1. Haggai 1-1.
His parents were Shealtiel, children were Abihud, grandchildren Eliakim, grandparents Jeconiah, great grandchildren Ozar, great grandparents Jehoiakim. He was the
penultimate king of Judah.
That's who Leopold is. Are you getting that, Roxy? Zerubbabel.
Yes.
Zerubbabel is Leopold. Very good. I'll look that up.
He related to Othniel.
Yes. Where do I fit into this?
Okay, Zechariah 4, 6 through 10. We got this for you. Ready, Bob? Get ready. Print slowly, Bob. Print slowly. Z E C-H-A-R-A.
No, I'm still back. I'm still spelling
Zechariah.
No, this is.
Oh, start again. Oh, okay.
Zechariah. I know Zechariah.
Okay. 4, 6 through 10.
Yeah. 4, 6 through 10. Are you guys looking this up?
Yeah, I got it.
I hope so.
Okay.
And this relates to the Zerubbabel topic or the Bob Ophanel topic? What does this relate to?
It's going to bring Daniel to the party.
How do you relate to Leopold?
Is this Zerubbabel Ophanel connection, the Zechariah quote, Ion?
It will.
Oh, okay. So I can write my name.
It's a double R. Hold on. Then you have to write double entendre. Do you know how to spell entendre?
Yeah.
Okay. Say double D-O-U-B-L-E and then entendre. Okay, be sure you get that. That's good. That's for your notes. For 3 years later, when you look at it, you'll know what we were talking
about. Yeah. Zerubbabel and Ophanel. Zechariah.
And this has to do with the second temple, the building of Bob's second temple.
Is Daniel also involved in all the temples?
No, that's Ezra 3:4. Come on now. That's Joshua's side. Jeshua, but it's Joshua. That's the other side.
Ezra 3:4 is what?
This is on
the other
side. That's the Dr. Dean version.
Did he say 3:4?
Yeah. Ezra is E-Z-Z-R-A. Yeah, 3:4.
Did you hear that, Carol? You're the Andy Bob force. Did you hear it cheer?
She erected an altar for burnt offerings in the seventh month.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She set fire. She played with matches and set that thing on fire. It was great. Yeah.
Anti-Ophanel forces. Boy, now we're getting into the drama of the Bible, Kim.
And that caused them to be returned from exile in Babylon. We tear it up on the weekends.
What is all this building about?
What are we building for?
With all these temples and castles.
What are we building
reminding
for,
sir? You. You're building,
what is this
you build temple.
For?
You build, it's not a technology. It's a reminder. You build temples to remind you that you're God. Because in a temple, you must have a throne. In a throne, you must have a crown. In a crown, you must have a king. So that reminds you to come back to God. So you build great, lofty palaces to hold your domains.
That's why I always had management positions, because I wasn't interested. I didn't need to be reminded, so I had to look like I was busy. So I just organized everybody and build the shit, but I had no stake in anything that was built.
This is really cool.
Zerubbabel.
Is Leo.
Zerubbabel. Like Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel, not Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel.
B-A-B-E-L. It's the seed of Babylon.
Frank the First, that he also is important in this castle?
Alexander the Great.
Oh, you're asking who else is good, is important?
No, who was Frank the First that he's important with this system of castles?
Alexander the Great. Okay. King Frank was Alexander. King Frank the First equals Alexander the Great.
Ion, the verses you gave us for Zechariah 4, 6 through 10, and you told me a couple weeks ago in reference to Leopold that, you know, you'd shown that to me, that, you know, who he was. But then I got kind of sideways with his wife, Marie Henrietta, bringing over technologies and propping him up, because it appears that the Kingdom of Belgium was falling. They were financially destitute.
It wasn't falling. It had fallen.
So she came back and she brought the technology that brought them great again, correct?
That's great. The same thing happened in 1 Kings 21:8. And another reference is Daniel 6:17.
Don't start listing them off. I didn't get the first one. First Kings what?
1 Kings K.
I got it. Okay. I'm muting you, Ion. You keep the shit up.
21.
Is there
you say hurry up, and then you say don't. You say you don't got it, so we spell it for you. We lay it out to give it to
you.
If you don't want it, then you got it. You ask us to spell.
Kinks.
You ask us to spell.
See, this is
how we get off the rails. Genesis 41:41-43, Esther 8:8, and one more. Daniel 6:7.
Yeah, you hold it.
We'll fuck it. Jeremiah 22:24. You can spell everything. You know everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Haggai 2:22.
I know everything.
Haggai. Oh wait, this might
Come
be
on.
Good. My servant, 2 Samuel 3:18, 1 Kings 11:34, Isaiah 42:1-9, 49:1-13, 54:11-52, 13-53, Ezekiel 34:20-24, 37:24-25. The triad of servant son. Hiya.
Hey, Ion, on 1 Kings 21:8.
Is the government the born
yes.
of the complaint?
Yes.
No.
Wait,
so one at a time.
Wait a minute. I need to say this. Under Kings 21:8, that was Jezebel, Ahab's name,
yes.
You know, and wrote those letters. Jezebel
yes.
was the daughter of the king of
the one we've talked about, and now my head's going blank.
You had to spell it for Bob.
Okay. Leave the Carpathian.
Coathanite?
Oh, come on.
Coathanite?
Thank you. Yeah, the ones we don't like. The ones that have been a pain in the butt.
Oh, Coathanites we like. You mean the Carthage.
That's it. And Jezebel was the daughter of the king of Carthage, and she married Ahab in the Bible. And so on the chapter 21, on the 8th verse, it says, so she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling in Naboth. She wrote in the letters saying, proclaim a fast, set Naboth on a high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou dost blaspheme God and the king, and they carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them. And it is written in the letters which she sent unto
What's
them.
What's your point? Okay, this is too much. What do you read?
No. I'm sorry. I read the part that Ian had highlighted.
She's connecting it back to Leopold.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Oh, is she? Are you connecting it back to Leopold?
I look at Jezebel. No. No, I'm not. Yes, I mean.
Oh, yes, you are. You are.
Back.
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Go ahead. Watch. Just watch. We've done this already 8 times. We got this, honey. Come on.
Okay. Jezebel used trickery, seals his name, his letters, in order to designate what was going to happen in the country and made it look like it was him, because Ahab had absolutely no backbone whatsoever, and she did exactly what she wanted to at all times.
Oh, yeah, if that's not Dr. Carolyn Dean, there's never been one.
Okay, how do you spell Jezebel, Kim?
It's J-E-Z-R.
No, that's too fast. Slow it down. Bob gets it every letter.
Z-R.
Be very careful.
J-E-Z-E-B-E. I'm sorry. It's J-E-Z-E-B-E-L.
Okay. That was... You got to get on to another topic. I got some other people here waiting. So, Kim, you're relating. So, you discovered Carolyn, but what is this connected to? Jezebel, what are you connecting her to?
Leopold.
Who?
Leopold. I connected
Leopold.
To.
Leopold.
Yeah, why?
How are you connecting it to Leopold?
Because Ian said it was connected
because
to Leopold.
Leopold was this guy in the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, Leopold.
The guys at Genesis 41:41-43 in Esther 8:8.
Is Jezebel connected to Zerubbabel?
Zerubbabel was a king of Judah, which also happened to be Leopold.
Right. And what's Jezebel got to do with that? Who's Jezebel?
I don't know. Well, I would say Jezebel would be his wife.
Why are you?
Jezebel.
You're just reading what you're reading it.
I'm reading what Ian put there, but Ian said we've done this before, that it connects to Leopold. I'm trying to get there.
Okay, I'm bringing some other people in, Kim.
Okay.
It's important to you? What is?
It's the reviving of the Davidic line. That's all connects. Chosen.
That's important
chosen.
To you?
The governor is chosen. And as God's signet ring, the Zerubbabel is given a place of honor and authority.
Is that important to you?
God is reinstating the Davidic line and renewing his covenant with David. Judah still has a future as they look forward to the coming son of David, the Messiah, who would one day overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of foreign kingdoms. Haggai 2:22.
Okay.
Thank you, Ian.
Kim. That was
welcome, darling. You're
okay.
Welcome.
Forget about it.
Yeah, get it. Okay, here we go. Okay, all you other people been waiting? We're lining you up.
Put us in the queue, please.
You're in the queue. You're in the queue, Ian. Okay,
yeah.
917, you ready to say something?
Hi, it's Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Oh, New York.
From New York.
North Carolina.
Yeah. How you doing, Susan?
Yeah.
North Carolina. It's Carolina.
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, not too far from Hendersonville, where somebody else lives. Yeah, it is nice.
The world was such a better place when the Statesville Chair Company still made those fabulous tapestry queen and king chairs. It's so wonderful.
Oh, they are beautiful. Furniture here, great.
The High Point is heavenly.
Yes, and I'm going to try and get there soon to get some things before we stop making everything in this country. So,
well, whatever. You have to ask Bob, because he'll make a naphtha and a gets and a boogily and doogily and toggly and loggly, and he'll make up something and then pay for it and then burn it to the ground and then build it again and then burn it to the ground. He'll decide how he wants it to go.
Okay.
Sooner or later.
Do you think that he's going to allow the whole stock market to crash this year or next year?
Yeah, we've had enough of that.
Well,
me and Donald Trump. Donald's going to shut down the internet, and I'm shutting down the houses.
Are you? Okay. And what about
Bob's
the bank?
Bob's going to take the witness out of water, so don't worry about that.
The houses are the banks.
Yeah.
The first one to go is Pergamon.
Yeah, Pergamon,
so what's your topic, Susan?
The Purge of Pergamon.
I don't know. I just think the world is so crazy right now. I'm wondering if we need to put the cash under the mattress, the gold in the cupboards, and the,
As if you had any, Susan. As if you had cash, gold. You don't even have any. That's how screwed up you are, Susan. You think you have it?
Yeah. I think I have it, yes.
So the world is screwed up. Look at that concept.
I'm wondering.
The world is screwed up.
Or it's perfect. It's perfectly screwed up, right?
You just don't have a reason for things that happen.
See, this is how Bob actually can be pretty good at this. If Bob lost all of his money, he wouldn't know or care. If he got a whole bunch more money, he wouldn't know or care. He consumes no more or less ice cream than he would consume otherwise. So it really is a moot point. Okay? Now, that's a good way. That's a good way. Now, he has fun with it. There's no abeyance to that. But that is that, just fun. But now, you're asking a specific question of how you buy in a fallen kingdom.
Okay.
But that's not an okay. Right. That's the question. Because you're saying, okay, Ion, thank you for my belief. Now, help my disbelief. My disbelief is if everything crashes and all the banks and houses fall and they have to sustain me because that's where I put my resource and it falls, if I place my seed in rotten ground, will it not bring forth a harvest? And we say, oh, no, wait. If we're speaking of sowing and reaping, that's a very different conversation. Because, see, what you're trying to find out is if there's enough lysine in the soil of your dirt minerals to bring forth the harvest. And if you have, say, your malt or smelt or barley or grains, and you put it in fertile soil or a medium of agar that's clean, then what happens? You have no doubt whether or not you're going to have, number one, going to have a harvest. Now the question then, which is what you're moving fast forward to, is what shall I do with the harvest which I've already reaped? And we say, don't waste it all. Papa said, be saving as you can. So save and put up what you may. For in the time of trouble, it's when you need sustaining. But the way you put it up and the way you preserve it, See, the best farmer in the whole wide world, if he doesn't use good rings and lids on his cannon jars, he loses his crop, does he not?
Yes.
Do you know what a coal packer is, darling?
No, a refrigerator? Or you mean something? No. I don't know what it is.
No. It's a canning mechanism. A cold packer canner.
Okay.
It costs $34.99 on Amazon.com. And it's really nice.
A good thing to have.
No, it's explaining the answer to your question.
Oh,
a cold packer shows you a proper way to preserve your harvest. Because, see, when you're sprouting your barley, if that's what you're trying to do, some people like to do that, you have to control your airflow. Because if you turn it and turn it and turn it, and you have your airflow right, and that's perfect, well, what happens if the climate or the barometric pressure changes? Say you have an eye of a hurricane, and your bubbles drop, your millibars go through the roof or fall to the bottom. That affects your environment. The environment that you're talking about will affect your stock market and most surely will take your NASDAQ to the ceiling of the floor of Pergamon.
I think I'm going to have to listen to this a couple of times to understand.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, we can do it this way. You pack raw versus cold pack. It's a boiling water bath canner. It's a specialized pot used for water bath canning. So you can pack raw things in your jars and seal it and put it in the boiling process, and it runs all the air out of the jar so it creates a vacuum seal.
So I've got alternatives, is what you're saying there. I've got this alternative or that alternative, depending on the barometric pressure of the planet.
Of Duke and Duke, Mortimer and Randolph Duke, the Chicago Mercantile, because that's where the commodities shall fall. Duke and Duke, it will fall.
Okay.
Now, just a moment, Bob. She's opened it up. We might as well debrief it while she's opened it, don't you think? So you were in North Carolina, and if you owned, let's say, Nations Bank. Oh, wait, no. Regions Bank. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, FU National Bank. No, no, no. Let's see. Oh, no, BAFA. That's the one, BAFA. If you own BAFA's in your place. BAFA, yes, it is in your place. How very nice and convenient. If BAFA needed some monies and they didn't give them any more monies, and Bob decided to cut off their money supply or money checks, which is good because that means they're on the hook for all this money that is the money that's money. So it actually, if you took all the money away from the banks, they'd win. Because right now, the more money you put in the banks, the money that they have to write into you. Because remember, if you see your money in the bank as an asset, but the banker man sees that as a liability, he's got to make it up to you, especially since you're $5 trillion short in the FDIC and the SPIC insurance for your $100,000, $250,000 insurance bond. You're that many behind. So if you have to depend on that route of sustenance or sustaining, don't worry, darling. It will be over for you soon, because if you get a penny on $100, we'll be very, very, very surprised. That's why your coal packer is very important, so you can preserve. Do you know pear preserves?
I've never preserved. My aunt used to preserve the peaches from the backyard. That's about
peach
all I ever
preserves. Peach preserves
peach
are great.
Preserves,
pear preserves are great. Yeah, and you can make apple butter, and you can make some hot kosher dill pickles. You can do all kinds of things. You can make marmalades. People in Floridia, take the orange and grind it up, peel and all, make marmalade out of it. It's the best stuff you ever had for orange stuff. It's beaten the same specs. It's not a sugar, though, because you know how that marmalade is. Oh, wait, we might be digressing. But if you're going to have a good everything bagel, with cream cheese and gravlax. Don't include a jelly corner. Not necessary. Okay, now back on topic because I'm staying right on point. Yeah. You got it somewhere, metaphorically speaking. If you had a buffer and it were to fall, where would it land?
I don't know, on the ground, beneath my feet.
Ah, excellent. So, therefore, your ground must be very sturdy to sustain such a fall. Yes?
I guess.
Excellent. So, does that mean that's what's already happened to Fifth Third National Bank? Oh, no, it's the, oh, wait. Bob, are we supposed to not speak about that one, too?
No, you can talk about that one.
Oh, okay, yes. And then be very careful. What if there was a problem with Compass Bank? Oh,
with
no.
What?
You can talk about that one.
Oh, good. That's good. Now, this is trouble because when he starts giving us permission to say something, no good can come of this. You got to know that. That's for sure. That's for sure. He'll go for hours and hours and hours.
Compass?
Yes. He'll go for hours and hours. Yeah. We said yes twice. When Jackson Hole. Yeah, there's a Jackson Hole. That's the one. Then we come back and we'll go for hours and hours and hours with Bob and combing the archives of things that can't be said and can't be spoken. And he'll get us right here on this damn payday cash flow. He's in charge. In a fellatio-based relationship where he wants something cuddled up, loved up, and sucked up or something. We don't really know for sure. Bring us in this window and then make us spill the beans right here. Oh, beans. Beans are good. You can dry them. They're good to preserve, too. Dry beans.
Yeah, I've got
beans.
Some.
Those are good.
I love the
beans. That's good. They're good. They're good. They're got good source of protein.
Right.
Now, well... there's not much to it. I mean, a rice pudding is nice, but you put some sugar in it. That'd be good. We like sugar, but otherwise it's like, okay, you know. If you got enough duck sauce, you can get some arrostino. That's pretty good, but you got to have the duck
sauce.
Okay,
we got Betty on the line.
Mustard.
We have
Betty. Wait a minute, Bob. We hadn't even got
No, you're all over the place. Let's see if Betty. I just want a few people to get their questions before you go. So, Betty, do you have a question?
Oh, okay, okay. Cole Packer answered the question. That's the answer, baby.
Okay, I got it.
All right, Susan. Very good, Susan.
Oh, and don't forget, Betty. Chow Chow. Chow Chow is great, too.
Yeah, 651-368.
This is Linda. Hello, Bob.
Linda, oh, yeah,
me,
from...
Linda from Lux,
yes,
friend, you know, the reporter girl.
Friend. All right, go ahead.
It's pretty clear to me that I have manifested a whole bunch of crazy stuff in my life, and it's not about me. That's the lesson. And I just wanted to say hello. I waited for you a long time. I missed you. I wanted you to call me Sugar.
Of course, Sugar.
No, I asked my husband, and I said, could you please call me Sugar? Because it was 50 degrees in Luck, Wisconsin. We rode our horses to see my mom, who broke her hip, and you know, my kid's grandpa broke his hip and then had a heart attack. My kid was kind of suicidal. My sister was suicidal. Not really. The husband got in the
Well, honey, all the little ones are suicidal. Do you know why they put fences around cemeteries?
Please tell me.
Because people are just dying to get in there.
I just wanted to say I love you, and I just wanted to let you know that I am listening. I am here, and I made amends with Jean, you know, it was about our dog and my dog and her cat, and we got over that tonight in the hot tub, and we listened to you all night long.
Nice.
And,
well, that's nice. Did you have a nice Chianti?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yes, nice. Good, good, good. Well, so, do you have a good Chow Chow recipe?
I also wanted to say that I got the food, I've got the guns, I got the ammo, I got the people, I got it all. I'm not worried.
Linda, you got beans, bullets, and bullion.
Yeah.
You have Amish Chow Chow, that's very important.
Now, if they use biological germ warfare, Linda, you're going down fast, unless you're on the drop. But you're on the drop, so, yeah, you're okay there, too, aren't you?
No, we will create a safe place. And
well, okay, you're not on the drops, Linda?
So much RNA. I am taking so much.
Yeah, good.
Brand RNA. I got the Re-Bob,
yes.
I got the Re-Meg, I got the Re-Mite, I got the Re-everything, Re-Alive.
That's the spirit. That's the that's a patriotic American talking, Ion. That's patriotism right there, Ion.
My sister, my mother, my husband, my brother, my best friend, all of us. We are all on the train. We are with you, and we're keeping on, keeping on. And tell me a little bit more about the water of life.
That's coming.
Oh,
living water.
Yeah,
the water.
Living water. Yeah. Living
water.
Yeah. It's great. It's so amazing. It's going to blow your socks off.
Give me some. I want some now, please.
Okay, done.
Thank you.
That's what you've been waiting on, Bob. What you've been waiting on is somebody in earnest to ask. That's what's not happening.
Hey, finally.
Ion, did I dream all this on purpose? We're trying to get to three good days in a row, and we just keep getting hit and hit and hit. I mean, I've suddenly in my small home, I've got my husband, my son, my sister, and my, you know, oofta. Did I dream it? It's not about me, right?
No, it's about Mountain Laurel.
Mountain Laurel lavender? Is it purple?
Yep.
Are you,
okay.
This is the weather. The weather is triggered by Mountain Laurel, Ion? Is that what you're talking about?
No. No.
Let me tell you what brings a lot of joy to the planet. Ride your horse to an old folks' home. That's what I did today. And everybody came outside, those old people. They took pictures. They're putting in the newspaper. It's very nice. You know,
why did you do that?
I did that today. Because it turns 50 degrees
Why?
In Wisconsin. When it's 50 degrees in Wisconsin, people go crazy.
In February.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? 50 degrees, is that warm or cold? What is it?
That is so warm that the joy just bursts out of you. And I was in the hot tub with Jean and my sister. And my sister is...
Oh,
you know,
is that why I am brought up the fellatio? Were you doing fellatio and Jean in the tub?
I think that would require like a man, but we were all girls. And so
You could pretend. You could pretend. You could have one of those automatic devices.
She's talking about a good bread and butter recipe, pickle recipe.
You know, but the stars are so bright. Am I from here, Ion? Am I from...
Mustard green.
More mustard green?
Ion, is she from here?
Mustard green, yeah.
From here.
Mustard green, yes.
I will eat them. I love you. I just want to say that.
We love you better. And ciao, ciao.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks,
Jeez.
Bob, for letting me talk.
You don't have to go.
Come on,
Linda.
You don't have to go.
Get
them
on
the
food. Get some green tomatoes and make you up some chow chow. And if you didn't kill some of them people at the old folks' home, take her next time. They'll really put you in the paper then. Go ride your horse to the old folks' home and shoot four or five of them in the head. They'll put you on the front page of the paper then. And you'll make the old folks' home less crowded. You'll make
it's
it more
her paper.
For people
Ion,
to get
it's
in
her
there.
Paper. She won't make
it's
the paper.
My,
she's
my
the editor.
Paper, it's my mama and it's my grandma and I shoot nobody at the old folks' home. I'm not ready to die.
You can make it. It don't even have to be 50 degrees. If you do that, they'll put you in the paper. It'll be great.
I am.
It's her paper. Yeah, it's her paper.
Well, put it in the paper if you're going to do that. Then you put that you're going to do that.
In the newspaper this week, because I can do that. I'm the editor. That's my thing.
Yay, that's fine. We'll spell any words you need help with. Just call Bob. He'll spell it for you.
Thank you. The
Lewis Rukauser of spelling.
I was trying really hard to come up with a really articulate question because I've had a lot of difficulties in my life lately. I can't make it 2 days without something super horrible happening. And I thought it was about me.
That's fine.
It's not about me. And Ion, if you could just Linda, you're on your proper path. Am I on my path, Ion?
we don't know proper. You've been on 16 of them this week alone. So which one was the proper one? All of them? Yes, those were.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry? Now you're changing your name. You're not sorry? You're Sugar. You want to call you sorry or call you Sugar? Which one you want?
Just please call me Sugar.
Well, you keep saying you're sorry. If you're sorry, are you Sugar or are you sorry? That's what we're trying to say.
Very good. That's all I needed you to say. I am calling me Sugar. I'm good to go.
All right. Now, here's what you do. You got to get to the lowest common denominator. When something's going on, set fire to it. If a problem happens and somebody sends you a bad letter, throw it in the fireplace and burn it up. Right then, your favorite male is no attention required. Then you come back along and somebody says something mad, punch them in the damn nose. They say something ugly or mean or terrible. Slap them in the face. Just slap them in the jaw. And you pop that shit just right down, and guess what? They'll either quit speaking to you or they'll speak to you sweetly. Now you just eliminated about a third of your problems right there. Now the next thing is the drain. People, everybody wants a piece of you. They're draining you. They want your cornbread. They want your beans. They want your money checks. They want your stuff. When they come up picking around trying to get something, take a fire poker. You know what a fire poker is? And warp them in the head. Warp them in the head. Yeah, and take that andiron. It's right by the andiron. Take them and warp them in the head. And say, seek ye not the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and whap, and just slap them right in the head. Send them right on into heaven's gate. It's good. You can put that in a damn newspaper. Make it in the newspaper. It says, Ion said, if you say a mean thing to me, I'm going to slap your damn jaws. I'm going to slap you in the jaws. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And if you get in my way, I'm going to kick you in the head. And if you get on the side of it, I'm going to poke you with my fire poker that's real hot. And I will cauterize you if you're bleeding, because it's going to be real hot. I'm going to gouge your eyeballs out. And if you say one bad thing about anybody or try to take my chow chow, then I'm going to eat on my mustard greens when I get my crackling cornbread, because the cracklings are in at this point. It becomes a great, great day.
Couple of steps back, because I'm going to punch you in the throat. Not you, but yeah.
Yeah, slap you, slap you, slap you, yeah, slap you in the jaws, slap your jaws, punch you in the nose, and kick you in the head. And slap and beat you up with a fire poker. Yeah. Do that. And if you'll do that to everybody, and do it in sincere earnest, say, I hate your good love, and slap them right in the face. There you go. It'll be just great. It'll be great. And they'll talk a little bit, but they'll know you mean business. They mean you be serious. It'll be the real deal, Lucille, right on the money. And I promise you do that for about a week, and they'll stop having, you'll stop having these experiences that are not pleasurable for you.
Bob.
Yeah, Ion knows how to talk to a Minnesotan. Ion knows what communicates to a Minnesotan. You guys are violent state, violent people. Or you suppress it or something, and he got you where you live, didn't he? He got you in your Chief Gergie's chief feature.
I was so tears running on my cheeks. I mean,
and at the end of it, you say, it's all pickle-lily to me.
I'm not going to ask permission, and I'm not going to ask for forgiveness. I'm just going to throw out a comment that's going to just blow people's minds, and I'm going to say, want y'all to fade away, you know?
Excellent. Okay, let's move on to someone else. You've been,
okay, you've been well satisfied.
Very good, Linda. Thank you. Now, little Sarah, do you have something to say, little Sarah?
I got a couple new books today, and I was wanting to ask Guy on page numbers.
16, 88, 9, and 416.
I got a book about Aleister Crowley's tarot, the Thoth Tarot. Then I also got this book called The Revolt of the Angels and the Screwtape Letters. So which one should I start with?
Revolt of the Angels.
Is that a good
page? Tell us how you chose that.
Because it has the angel blade on the front. Well, also, it has its own cover that you slide it into. When you pull it out, there's two wings and an angel blade, exactly how it should be. And then I opened this particular one, has a newsletter, a monthly newsletter from Madison Avenue, New York, 22. It's pretty awesome. the newsletter talks about, like, what should you do if your guardian angel comes to you and you're in bed with a woman? Should you punch them in the nose?
Yeah, fuck them if they can't take a joke.
But it's kind of got me thinking. I never really thought about what do angels look like to me.
Well, you've seen several. You remember when you was at the airport?
Yes.
Do you remember the big, tall, real fair-haired fella? Big old book-looking something that you thought, wow, he's some kind of drink of water and kind of delicious, and I could rub up on him a little bit. That one, you remember that one?
I don't know about that, but yes, I know who you're talking about.
That's an angel.
You know, I've asked myself that. That's pretty
and
cool.
And what did it look like? What did it look like?
Yeah.
Did it look like something,
a
like something you could get? Did it look like something you could get jiggy with? Did you get jiggy with it, honey? Yeah. Could you get it? But that's just what it looks like. And here's what happens. Okay. The scent or smell or capacities of an angel, you cannot resist them. You just cannot resist them.
There is a certain smell that I always associate with angels.
Different people are different. It's like your RNA drops. See, now that's one of the things. The angels really get off on the RNA drops. They really do. That's why we had to do it generationally, because we did it all at once. They had to overrun you with it, and it's more than y'all could handle. But hell's bells, y'all are two slips away from crashing out of this damn planet anyway. We're doing all we can do. It's hit the ball and drag Harry to the next hole down on par four land, trying to get you all along as we could. But if you can get past chapter 6, well, or even, damn, go all the way up to the Satanic Temple. When you get to that part, it gets you a little closer.
Well, I already read the last pages. I do that every time.
Well,
so
I know, the Anatole France part.
No, this is like Satan conquering will and becoming God.
But he can't become God, but you know the story.
No, I don't, actually. I want to know, is Satan the morning star?
Lucifer is the archangel. He's an archangel.
Okay. So then who's Satan? Is Satan not a fallen angel?
Satan is Lucifer.
Hmm.
Dio on Soph.
E-I-N-S-O-P-H, Ein Sof.
Oh, Ein Sof. Oh, right. Okay. Thank you. Ein Sof R, yes. I'm obvious, resplendent reflection, refraction. That's my language. I love that. That's what I want.
Do you like pickled okra?
I've never actually had pickled okra. Would it be whole?
Could be, yes.
Well, then, yeah, I would like it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like fried okra.
That's something you've not thought about today, is it?
Yeah, I haven't thought much about cooking at all lately.
Okay,
well,
Sarah, did you get your question answered?
Cooking.
You get your question answered, Sarah?
Eating pickled okra isn't cooking. Eating pickled okra isn't cooking.
Cooking. 6531 267.
Eating pickled okra isn't
cooking. Go ahead. I've unmuted you.